Everybody's got their favorite Christmas song, the one with which they always want to sing along. But no matter what your favorite is, well, I got news for you. Your favorite Christmas song was probably written by a Jew. We may as well begin with Mr. Irving Berlin. He wrote the biggest selling Christmas song there's ever been. When his family fled the shtetl, on the Lower East Side they settled. But he wanted to assimilate, and so he dreamed of hearing sleigh bells in the snow. Now Johnny Marks you may not be familiar with, but he truly was a legend as a lyric smith. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Holly Jolly Christmas too, I bet you didn't know that those were written by a Jew. And there were many more as well, like Sleigh Ride and Silver Bells. When Sammy Conroe let it snow, it surely made his parents quell. And the staple of each Christmas day, the Christmas song by Mel Torme, the man they used to call the Velvet Fog. He spent a lot of time in synagogue. Phil Spector wrote that song performed by Darlene Love, that each Christmas fans of Letterman were so fond of. And though he's now in prison for committing homicide, that doesn't change the fact that he's a member of the tribe. Then there's Winter Wonderland, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and let's still count, baby, it's cold outside, though largely that's been banned. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and do you hear what I hear? Even you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. That melody was written by a mensch. And so today is Christmas, as the Bible saith. So let's praise those composers of the Jewish faith. I think it's only fitting, because Jesus was one too, that your favorite Christmas song was probably written by a Jew.